Hello, we're on the air. This is Bright Lights Pathfinders, Kathy Cook, and tonight, again, we have Planewalker777 with us from the Yahoo chat room because everyone wanted her back with all of her experience, strength, and hope with how to read. We're going to learn how to read this evening, and we're going to do round robins with readings. We call it intuitive consulting as well, and hello there, Planewalker.
Hello, my friend. Thank you for welcoming me back on the show. I'm quite humbled.
Oh, I am as well, because, you know, a lot of people want to know how to read and how to open up their gifts, and I thought that that would be a great topic. Well, you brought that up. You were the one that suggested that because I was so exhausted from my moving, and I'm still moving. I think it's never going to end, but, you know, and also the near-death experience that you had, you were the guest 2 weeks ago, and then we had Medicine Walker that was on last week, but you were the week before last with your near-death experience, and then we talked a little bit about indigo children and crystal children, so I just want to bring the active listeners up to date of who you are, and there you have it. So,
what a very warm intro. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
As you had mentioned about the death experience, I kind of like just to recap a little area of it. When I had the first place that I had seen was the two different types of crystals. One was clear crystals, mammoth size. The other one was various colors. The light that was coming out of it, I knew that it had its own energy source, and I knew that this was indicative of God. And I've heard people identify God as being the source. When I had seen that, I had turned to my right, and I seen this golden octagon-shaped structure that had actually gold glass that was transparent. On either end of it, there were these two enormous black holes, and I could tell that every utterance of every person, every life, what they were feeling, what they were going through, dealing with, what they were praying about, all these actions, all these thoughts, all these words were coming into this octagon structure, and I knew this was the main dwelling place of God. And I could feel God hearing, seeing, acknowledging, replying, answering, and directing all of this simultaneously. And I have a saying that kind of helped define more about what that was about. It goes like this: I am the sum of all things, and all things are the sum of me. And from that, they were talking about these abilities that I would be coming back with. And I saw people that had no faces. And I wondered at first, why am I seeing people that have no faces?
What color were they?
They're just everyday
people. Were they
people.
Like glowing in the light, or were they in robes, or?
They were everyday average people that you would see in any time period. And what they explained to me about is they were showing me not the faces. They wanted me to pay attention to the energy that is around people, and I would see it.
Who is they?
This is God, Moses, and Christ.
Uh-huh.
They were telling me that I needed to be able to read that which is around people. I need to be able to pick up on this, because this is how you really know not only about people, but even in situations that we have all the time, or going into business with someone or in with an entity, that it is very important to be able to know the language of the soul, meaning what are you picking up about this? What are you sensing about this? What are the feelings? And by being able to tune into that part of, well, tune into the soul, a person will be able to know how to protect themselves against a situation such as a person going down a dark alley, or say when they're leaving the office building very late at night, there's nobody around, appears to be nobody around, but all of a sudden there's this feeling of warning and kind of an urgency. That is being able to read the presence of somebody who is targeting, that is a predator. And a person can take different avenues, go back into the building, be able to protect themselves. Same with, you've heard of people who have a sudden feeling about getting on an airplane and feel that there was a tragedy that was going to be involved, and then later hear about that flight, what happened with that
flight.
But
also the good. Let's get into also you feel the good.
Yes, yes.
Not just the tragedies, because a lot of people get a fear, and that's why they turn their gifts off, because they feel that only they feel the fear of the gifts. And that's one reason a lot of people are so fearful. And I learned with my gifts to feel the discernment. When, hello, you're on the air. Hello? Hello there. This is the Medicine Walker?
Yes, it is.
I can tell your voice.
Good evening. How's everybody this evening?
Medicine Walker and Plain Walker.
Hello, Medicine Walker.
Hello, how are you? Nice to
Plain
meet you.
Walker and Medicine Walker, we're talking about how we learn to read tonight.
Oh.
As you can hear, I don't know if you are hearing tonight, but Medicine Walker, Plain Walker was just talking about, what we were doing was wrapping up about how the gifts of discernment is what I was just speaking to Plain Walker about. So you want to join in the conversation and give your little input of the gifts of that she was talking about. Go ahead, Plain Walker.
I wanted to be able to help people to protect themselves. I apologize if anybody's feeling fear about that. That was not the intention. I'm a very protective type of person, and I want people to feel safe. I have this one way of teaching people that I have over the internet for a good number of years. I use the analogy of the invisible man. And think about this. When they wanted to see the invisible man, they had poured a type of latex, this material that conformed to every characteristics of his body, to the point that they finally not only could see him, but they could also recognize human characteristic features. So as that material is to the invisible man, so is the body to the soul. We can look at a person without necessarily having the abilities of being of discernment, but you can look at someone and tell in their features about who they really are.
Oh yeah.
And when I have met people, and I know everybody's had this experience. When you've met somebody, when I have met somebody, I've had a feeling, let's say, a good feeling about them. Here's what's going on. That is my spirit telling me that it recognizes itself in that person. And having that good feeling tells me that this is someone who I would consider friends or have friendship with.
Well, that's why Medicine Walker called in, I believe.
Regarding how we see people, yeah, I would agree with what you're saying, Plain Walker.
Thank you.
It's kind of an intuition thing, people may call it, but it's kind of your little voice telling you to listen to yourself, and the souls kind of meet each other, and it's the same way as if someone has got negative energy, and you can feel that and sense that. I would think that's pretty much the same thing. So yeah, that's pretty accurate what you're saying.
Yeah, when you have a negative feeling about a person, if that's your soul telling you it does not see itself in that individual, and apparently not to keep that person as an acquaintance. You know, that is not an energy that you want to really be in association with.
What if you come across someone that's not good for someone in your path, that's in your life path? What would you do about that situation, Planeswalker?
I didn't quite hear the first part.
If you come, okay, let's say hypothetically that Medicine Walker has someone in her life that's say in her family, and she comes across someone that's not healthy for someone in her family, and she knows this, but that someone in her family doesn't see this matter, but yet she reads into the person that's not healthy for someone in her family as in her family member. She perceives it, but the person that's in the family member is so as gifted as well, but she can't see or he can't see into the matter at hand because they're so wrapped up into the situation. But maybe Medicine Walker sees that this situation is not good for someone else. What would you do in a situation like that?
One, I would go to this person that I'm very concerned about, and I would ask them to just to neutralize their feelings, to neutralize their thoughts about this, and try to be open to what the Spirit will show them. But sometimes people are not wanting to be receptive, especially, you know, how family members can be towards each other. That would be the first step that I would take, is to ask them to just neutralize their thoughts, neutralize their feelings, and just go into a meditation or go into prayer and ask that the truth will be revealed about this person of concern. The other one is that I would ask them to trust what I am picking up on, to not be so willing to go in whatever this person wants them to go into or be involved in, to be a little bit more contemplative about the steps, be a little bit more hesitant and cautious. Because, you know, it's very difficult for people when we're in situations. It's so hard for us to be able to see what's really going on. And readers, you know, we can't always see everything. And part of the gift is that we do need to be able to have a reader come to help evaluate what is happening in our lives, because spiritual whirlwind can keep us so much off balance where we cannot see what's really happening or what's going on, and we have all these emotional energy and mental energies that we really need somebody to come in and help calm these winds down.
Well, I can tell you, when I was younger, I worked at Children's Hospital in Detroit, and my gift became extremely strong. And one of the things I struggled with as a person that could see and hear many things, to how that would help families and people in the situations that were down at the hospital. Kids are very special, but one of the things I struggled with was sometimes people don't want to hear what's said, or sometimes the message kind of gets lost, or sometimes the message is simply that, it's a message and you can't really change anything with it. And I struggled with that for a long time myself, of you know, if I know this stuff and I can hear this and hear what Creator's message is, why can't I make a huge difference? And I had to really come to balance with that, because you do make a difference as a reader or someone that helps people like that. You just don't always realize and how you affect them.
I agree.
Yes.
I totally agree.
That was a big lesson for me.
Also, Planeswalker almost has her degree as a doctor. So y'all have a lot in common there. She was going to school with a doctor before she had the brain tumor and the near-death experience.
Yes, wow. I loved medicine. I loved medicine.
And
I enjoyed. It's something, isn't it, Medicine Walker, when you see that when a person is suffering with an affliction that you know, oh, this will help this. This
yeah.
is what will cure this. And you watch them almost like a wilting flower, and they just come back up to life, and they're
yeah.
blooming, and they got this wonderful energy. It's amazing to watch this.
Oh, it is. And one of the great... It was always, I always consider it my best job and my worst job I ever had. It's kind of a balance, you know, but one of the greatest things was to be able to see that a lot of people would reach out and not only wanted to be treated medically or medicinally, but they really needed to be treated, their souls and their spirits needed to be treated, and it was a really, really... wonderful experience to be part of so many families' lives down there, even if it was for, you know, 5 minutes, or maybe it was for an hour, you know, whatever it was for, you know, it really did sink in that, you know, we're all there to kind of help, and that's what I'm here for. This is what
yeah.
my purpose is. My purpose is, you know, to be here for other people. It always has been. So,
how beautiful.
Medicine Walker has a Dragon Horse studio, and it's online as DragonHorseOnlineStudio.com. And she just opened up her Yahoo chat name as as Medicine Walker
Rising.
R-I-S-I-N-G. So you'll have to add her, Plain_Walker777 is an avid reader in the astrology rooms. Alongside with me, we do a lot of conferencing and a lot of healings. And so your chat name got taken, Medicine Walker, along with my Bright Lights Pathfinder's name, along with a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know, that whoever went around and took a lot of people's names back in those group names. And tried to stop our work, but it didn't stop us, did it?
No, it did not. And then I'm back to the point where I need to start working again with us. And we've gotten the studio off and running, and we're doing a lot of things. And Tracy's doing a lot of things through the studio, and a lot of work with different people, and the art's getting out there. So now things are kind of settling and falling into place. It's time for Walker to get back busy, so that's why I kind of chose the Medicine Walker Rising, because I'm back.
And we do a lot of work on AOL as well, and the Pal Talk I don't do as much anymore. MSN we do sometimes, but just to let everybody know that we're out there, we're working, we're getting the message out there. We have thousands of people that come to us, and as well as in public. So we're out there. We're just trying to get the message across to open people to their gifts. And that's what we're all about, is opening people to their gifts, not trying to just take and teach, you know, just do it ourselves. We're all about teaching. And BBS Radio has opened up a school. I just want to give a big plug to BBS Radio, and go to the main page. You can go to the Spiritual Notebook. You can go to the TNT over there on the right-hand side, the newsletter, and you can find out about the courses that BBS Radio has as well. That we're all out there trying to teach different aspects of how to open people's gifts as well. So let me tell you that it's all about everybody learning from one another. It's not just about holding it on to yourself, because if we don't give it out, how are we going to receive it back, right?
Well, it's learning and sharing the gift and sharing the stories of the gifts to make people who, one of my things is to make people understand that there's a lot of people out there that have these gifts and are really scared of them. And they're not sure who to talk to or tell anybody about. And I think, at least I know, Bright, you've been, Kathy, you've been real open, and I am too, and I'm sure, Plainwalker, I'm sure you are as well. We're not judgmental. We listen and we help, and if we can't do it ourselves, we can direct people to who they need to speak with.
Oh, yes.
In order to have their gift grow, and so that they can understand what their gift is, and not be scared of it. You know, they're blessings. They're not something that everybody has, and when they do have the ability, it's kind of awesome, and it should be looked at as a blessing.
If Don can hear me on BBS Radio or Seth can hear me on BBS Radio, I'd appreciate it if you would get on the air and at least tell about the courses that are going on with BBS Radio, please. Okay, hello, we're on the air. I was just wanting to check on the courses that are not quite ready yet for BBS Radio to give out the information. So, Plainwalker, are you there?
Yes, I am, hon.
Is Medicine Walker still there? Okay, we lost Medicine Walker, but we will get you that information for the courses on BBS Radio when they transpire. So that was back for station identification. Okay, anyway, let's get back with the details of what you were discussing, Plainwalker.
I loved what Medicine Walker was saying. The circle of friends, I love this circle of friends that when I worked in certain areas, and I know, you know, other people who work in this area or that area, and I love being able to go, I know somebody who can help you with this and direct them to this reader, and I'm always very humbled when they ask me if I have somebody that needs help, can you help this person? Yes, I'll be more than happy to. I love having that friendship. I've never really understood that. I've seen it in business world, you know, where you can call, I have a friend you could call upon, but I've never really quite been a part of it. And to be a part of this spiritual friendship, this is incredible. It's just one blessing after another blessing. You know, people that are really gifted, they know that it is all about the healing of the spirit, healing that soul, because that's where everybody truly lives, is in their soul, what they feel, what they're experiencing, what their hopes are, what their aspects of hopes are. This is reminding me, if you wouldn't mind, of an experience that I had that I really would love to share this.
Sure, I'd love to share it. For you
to
share it.
Yeah, I'd love to hear it.
There you are, Medicine Walker.
Hello.
Welcome back.
You're on the air.
I love it. Go ahead.
Hello, Medicine Walker.
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear
Hi,
me?
Hi, welcome back.
Oh,
Seth,
yeah.
was checking with me to make sure that we were all okay.
Yep, we're here.
I have this one.
Plainwalker's getting ready to share with us something very important.
Yeah, I know. I'm listening. I can hear you guys. I'm good.
Okay, great.
Thank you. I have a very dear friend who has a bereavement group here that meets about once a month. And Ron had asked me if I would sit in on one of the meetings. And this is when I was just beginning, really starting to get some confidence in my abilities and learning more of what they were about. I agreed to do this, and I thought, well, I'm just going to be just a guest, and I will listen to what people have to say, and if I feel like Spirit is moving me to inject something, I will. But other than that, I was just going to sit and be quiet. Well, my friend had a different idea about this. When everyone was seated down, he introduced me and told me that I had come there to give everybody a reading, which was, you can imagine, I wanted to crawl underneath the table. I never have done a group reading before. But there was this one lady that was about in her mid-70s, and I could I could tell that something very tragic happened to her. And the imagery that I got with her was I seen her in this white home with the wind shades were pulled down. There was no more tending to the flowers. There was vacant flower beds. Things were being grown up. There was no going out with the Bible group that she has been a part of all of her life and her friends. There was just this existing. No real life, not living life, just existing. She was about the fourth person that I come to, and her daughter had come through. Her daughter had committed suicide. And I began conveying the message from her daughter about how sorry she was about this. If she knew what type of an impact this was going to have on her mother, she would have come to her and spoke to her about her problems. And given this healing, getting this closure and this what she needed to hear, all of a sudden, I seen this enormous light just explode from her eyes. And I see that the window shades are going up. The flowers are being planted. She's going back to the Bible studies groups and going out for these luncheons. And I knew she's going to be okay. So this is how a lot of the messages come through when reading and pick what you're picking up on people. They will come in the sense of images. Some people say that they have, it looks like a video streaming by where they see these, this is if you're watching a video clip, or sometimes it will be very bold letterings, or you just see an object. You're going to have like these photographs for the most part that you're going to see. And being able to tune into that, hold that image and tune into it as if it's a still photograph in your hand, and you're almost 3D, you're walking into it, and you're looking at it. You're looking at it. What is this feeling that I get with this? What is this sensation? And the more that you begin to trust what you're feeling and you go on it, especially taking that step of faith with it, the majority of the time you'll find that you're right on the money with it. And that's going to help empower and give you the confidence of, yes, this really does exist. Yes, we really do have this ability. Because every soul has it. You know, there's people who have different gifts that can do different things. The soul is capable of doing all things, but it's just like with everything else in life. You know, I'm a better sports player than I am a seamstress. You know, so I'm better at being a medium reader than I am with relationship readings. And there's always somebody who can do these things.
Plane Walker, I have a sense, and I want to ask you, do you work with angels? Because right now I sense there's like many, many angels around you.
My, you know, that's what you had stated, Kathy?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, 2 weeks when we were on.
Yeah, when I first met you as well, I said the angels were all around you. And then I said I saw angels on you, around you on the radio show, and then you said that you had just read the clouds that day of the angels when we got off the air.
Well, and I this is the first time I've spoken to you or met you, and I just feel there are just, the angels are around you, they're with you, they're supporting you, they're just really joyously around you. They're very, for lack of a better word, I guess they're joyous. They're excited. They're happy to be working with you and through you. It's very loud and very, very, very musically inclined in my head right now.
Oh, I'm very humbled.
You have many
Thank
blessings,
you for sharing
and
that.
You've brought many blessings to many people, and even though you're being very humble about it, know that you're very loved by Creator for your
Thank
gift
you.
And your gift of sharing.
She is great and phenomenal. And I am so grateful that you two got to meet, you two avid readers and two gifted people. And the circle just continues. We're just, you know, passing out each other's messenger list and just continuing to grow. And the family is just it's phenomenal, isn't it? And guess who I've got in the PM right now that is just sending her love out is Gifted Within. She is just like, y'all sound great. It's phenomenal. It's a phenomenal show. She's saying that, Medicine Walker, what happened to you? Where did you drop off to? You dropped off the face of this earth. And she is just loving every minute of this. And she says Plain Walker is just a blessing to know. She enjoyed the conversation we had on three-way last night, and that we fell asleep together, and that the conversation was hours long. She enjoyed the photographs or something like that. I don't know what she's talking about. I guess I fell asleep.
Oh, those are the photographs that I have on web shots that show all the spirits that are around me. There's about 50 of them. You get, if you go to webshots.com and search for soul underscore of underscore a underscore woman, and you can, I think it's also, I think that's the way that you can bring it up. I have about 50 photographs that show various types of spirits, entities, even animals that are around me that are captured in these photographs. And I tell you, I thoroughly enjoyed Lynn. That was, thank you for bringing it together on the phone.
Gifted Within, Cassie, on Yahoo Messenger. And she's going, oh, and Medicine Walker, too. She's making sure I put you in there. She says they're very cool. The pictures are very cool. And she says for everyone to please go and check them out. So to please give that site again. She is, like, avid on this messenger, Yahoo Messenger, that you put that site out again, please, Plain Walker, if you don't mind.
If I put up the website?
If you would just give that website on the BBS Radio listeners right now again.
Okay. It's web, like worldwide web.
Would you just spell it for them?
W, E as in East, B as in boy, shots, S-H-O, T as in Tom, S as in Sam, .com, webshots.com. Soul of a woman, S-O-U-L, and then the underscore of, underscore a, underscore woman, soul of a woman. It should bring up my, all those photographs, that private, what they call private shoebox, because of the shoebox. It should bring all those photographs up. If not, I will send the website to you, Kathy.
Okay, and I'll put it on my main page for the week.
Okay, I'll get it sent to you.
Okay, that would be great. And she's saying, tell Plain Walker I have same picture of the same in the living room with a woman and a cat. Gifted Within is saying that. A lot of people. Oh, she's got it. HTTP Community Webshot Album. She's got the album for me to put on the webpage. So you two go on and talk while I work on that.
Okay. Medicine Walker.
Yes,
isn't this great? This little community we have here.
Yes, it
so
is.
I can go just on the Bright Lights Pathfinders. If you scroll down to Bright, and I'll tell you when after station identification with me. You two go on and have your conversation.
Medicine Walker, when you first started talking, here's the imagery that I got very, very vivid with you. You are dressed in this elegant white robe. You have a purple sash that is around your waist. You are a mist in the forest, beautiful vegetation, flowers, trees. The animals are grazing, lounging, sleeping, hopping. Your arms and hands are stretched forward to this nature and to all the life that it is. This is, do you work a lot with herbs? Is this an area that you're interested in?
I'm very, very, I'm very in tune with the plants around me and vegetation around me, and I'm very in tune with animals and Mother Earth. I don't necessarily, I do a lot of smudging, a lot of the traditional tobacco ceremony. So I would suppose, yeah, that's probably what you're seeing.
Yeah, it's very almost like Mother Nature, you know, that. Yeah,
that would be one thing they call me. They call me Dr. Doolittle, too, so, yeah.
There's a very strong yellow band in your aura. What this is indicative of, I know that you have experience when you've gone into visiting a friend who has a pet, and that pet is just coming right up to you and it's just begging you to pick up the little one. You'll hold the pet, pet it. I could tell that you can be the same way with horses. Horses, large animals as well as small ones, are very attracted to you. You are able to interact with them, even on a telepathic level.
Yep, they speak to me.
Are you able to pick up the telepathy from them as well?
Yeah. It's almost like talking to another human.
Yes. I get very trusting, very trustworthy. Animals are just so, so intuitive.
I've had animals around me since I was a child. I've had every kind of wild animal you can imagine, you know, and it's always been something that's been drawn to me, and I just love them.
An animal whisperer.
Just
and
love.
I bet the same thing is, with even insects such as spiders or bees or various insects. You know,
you laugh. Here, let me tell you before I forget this. Let me tell you that they always laugh at me because I have fish. I've had fish since I was a child, and my fish speak to me. Fish that people look at me like, okay, you're bananas. But I'm telling you, you can hear them all. And every one of them has its own personality and its own little spirit.
Yes. All things created have a soul, have
sure.
a spirit, all things. I have this one saying, actually, my guides had kept bringing this saying up to my mind, and for about a year, just kept with it, and I'm so, I know you're trying to tell me something. The old saying is, as it is in heaven, so it is upon the earth, and I finally got what they were trying to tell me, and it was this. As I am in heaven, so am I upon the earth.
That's beautiful.
Awesome. It's up. Both of y'all's sites are up. I'm sorry I interrupted. Okay.
Oh, you have that web page up, Kathy?
Yes, if you scroll down to where you're on the main page of bbsradio.com, and you scroll down to Thursday, where it says that I'm on Thursdays at 6 o'clock Pacific Time, Station 1, and you go to my, where you just click on that, then you'll go to my main page of my bio, which is www.bbsradio.com, Bright Lights Pathfinders. And it has your community web shots, Plain Walker, and it has Edison Walker's _rising at yahoo.com, and it also has Dragon Horse Studios online.com as well.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you.
Greatly appreciate it.
Sure. So therefore, the listeners can, and it tells that y'all are just now meeting, the two Walkers meet together for the first time.
Well,
you'll
have to walk on your plane through my dreams tonight, and we'll go out and make some mischief tonight.
Gifted Within is a silent partner here in the Messenger, or I wouldn't have been able to do this. So I just want to thank Gifted_Within for allowing us to be able to do this tonight. Be able to put
and
up
how
y'all's
is she
pages.
Feeling? And how is Gifted Within feeling this evening?
With her broken foot?
Yes.
Oh, she is doing wonderful.
She's getting absolutely better?
Wonderful. She's a blessed friend, I tell you what. And very, very gifted within. The name suits her wonderfully, doesn't it? She's an avid reader as well.
It sure does.
I've always enjoyed her name.
I believe she caught me yesterday. I was in the studio, and she caught me online, and I had a lot of studio business yesterday in town, so I wasn't able to get back with you or her yesterday, and I apologize for that. But it's been a little hectic around here, so I... finally getting settled again, so I'll tell her I'll get hold of her here in the next couple days.
Yeah, she said that you're very welcome, and she sees the doctor in the morning.
Yay! Of course, she's going to tell her he missed something.
You're very welcome, but she loves you anyway. Yeah,
well,
all she had to do is call my other phone and y'all could hear her, but she's being shy tonight.
Run, Gifted, run.
Well, what I'd like to touch on is the angelic realm, and this 1111 that I so truly love that is like the calling of Orion and waking Orion up from his deep sleep where Scorpio has bit him on the ankle, and the calling of the 1111, opening up the gates of the stargates and bringing him back to life where he accidentally opened his mouth when he was here on Earth and was, where he was the avid hunter, and Orion was waking, walking around and killing all the rabbits that were taking over the earth. And I just want to tell you the little story about this. And he was so excited about Zeus's daughter that he and the love that he had so deeply that he said, "I love you so much, and I'm so excited I could kill every beast on the face of this earth." And Mother Earth heard Orion say this and sent Scorpio out to kill Orion because she was so worried about her animals on the earth. And now you know that Orion was the healer of the earth and was the greatest healer that was ever seen. And now Mother Earth is in great hurt and needs healing. And so the 1111 is the gate opening of the Lena. I call it a Lena that I saw as a child. But it's E-L-A-N-R-A, and that's the three stars that connect to Orion's belt, where Zeus was so upset over his daughter's hurt when Orion was killed by Scorpio. It was an accident, totally. It's where the lesson that I learned from this whole thing is that we all jump to conclusions before, speaking. Like, I'm hungry as a horse, or, we say things not meaning it in such graphic details, but we speak things out, and these things happen to us and come back to us, 20-fold or whatever. And so we have to watch what we're saying. But
that's why a wise old hag told me that I had to sit in a rocking chair and rock patiently and wait.
Yes, I did, didn't I? I said worry about the walking chair.
I didn't say you. Was it you? I said an old hag.
Yes, thank you very much. I'm twirling my hair. And so the moral of the story is also I told you I needed some rabbits in my reed, right? Remember that?
Yes, I do.
And you pulled the card, the rabbit.
Yes, I did.
There you have it. And also I told you I needed the eagle.
The eagle and the dog.
I'll tell you about Coffee Bean Queen.
Yep.
Coffee Bean saw the eagle the other night. The other morning it swooped down on her car. So there was the eagle eye. And she got to see a lot of things that she needed to come for to be foretold.
Mm-hmm.
And so the whole moral of the story is that anything... And I just saw the rabbit out in the yard right before the show came on. It was like right at my door. And so we all get to see what we need to see. We just need to put it into perspective of what the message is. Even a billboard, you know, or even the slightest person saying, you know, what's in it for me, or have a great day, or what are they saying? What is the message that we can transpire into our own lives? What is it that this person is speaking that we can fold it into our lives, almost like kneading some bread? You know, the old bread, the yeast recipe where you pass the bread on to another person. Do you remember that bread recipe?
Yeah, that's an old custom with many cultures.
Yeah, I still have that bread recipe. And you just have to keep using that recipe over and over and over and kneading that bread. And you pass on that recipe to other people, and it keeps going forever and ever and ever. And, you know, you have to knead it, and you knead it and knead it, and it rises and rises. Oh, gosh, is it good, though. And it feeds numerous people, you know, because you just keep passing that bread on forever and ever and ever in a day. It's like a liquid, right? And you feed it, and you pass it on because it keeps growing.
Kathy, there's a book that I'm reading that it's called The Tenth Insight by James Redfield. This is a book that follows the self-esteem prophecy, and a lot of people this has been a pretty hot book. When you were talking about coffee beans seeing the eagle and you seeing the rabbit, in the book he talks about their meaning for it, and I'd like to read what the rabbit means. A rabbit lives in close proximity to animals that feed on it. That it handles the fear and stays there and is still very fertile and productive and upbeat. When a rabbit appears in our lives, it is a signal to find the same attitude within ourselves. This was the message. It presents, its presence meant you have the opportunity to remember the medicine of rabbit and to fully look at what your fears may be and to move on beyond it. The eagles and the hawk would be the same one. Their presence means that it is important at that time to increase our alertness. Often they signal that a message is close. And I love what he says about the crows.
Oh wow!
Their message. Crows are the holders of the laws of spirit. Spend time with crows and they will do amazing things that always increase our perception of spiritual reality. Their message is to open up, to remember the spiritual laws that were presenting themselves to you, and they will help prepare you for what is to come.
Walter, do you have your cards right there?
No.
Oh, I was going to ask you to pull one right quick.
Sure you can.
For playing, because we've only got like maybe 8 minutes left.
Yep, give me one sec.
To grab them and pull one for playing right quick.
Give me one sec.
Oh, thank you.
She's really great.
I'm so honored.
She pulls, I think she'll have enough time to pull your whole spread for you.
Uh-oh.
But,
this has been quite a day. I had spoke with you earlier and told you that I've had some pretty hard-hitting news, and I wasn't feeling so valuable today. And your words, man and Medicine Walker, thank you so much. You know,
one of the prayers that we have is somebody reminded me of the other day. We always have to let everything go to Creator. And we are no one. We are no one here. We are humble. And no one here is offering our prayers and thoughts to Creator to hold and take and do what is needed to be done. I trust in the care that Creator takes my prayer, and that he will do what is supposed to be done.
Exactly.
and the knowing of all things and gifts, we just replenish it back to all things that have been given to us and ask that you do with what your will is to be done, and that it is given out to all the people, places, and things that need it, and sprinkled back into what is given back to us in such abundance. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Walker.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Nathan Walker. Thank you, Kathy.
And Gifted Within says double hugs.
Thank you, Gifted Within. You are truly a delight, a treasure, and I'm very also honored that I could finally talk to you in person. It's been so long since I had seen her. I wonder what happened to her.
It's an underscore within. Parentheses. Gifted underscore within.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to, if Plain Walker, if you want to do a couple cards here, I'm going to do a medicine wheel pull for you. And I want you to clear your mind. And I'm going to lay the cards out, and I'm going to run my hand over them, and you tell me when to stop, and I will put the card down.
Okay, thank you, Mason Walker.
Okay, I am beginning.
Okay.
And you can tell me to stop when you need to tell me.
Okay. Now.
First card is rabbit, and it's okay, and it's contrary, and I will give you the meanings of them in a minute, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to ask you again. I'm beginning. Tell me when you need me to stop.
Okay. Right now.
Okay, your south card, your second card is otter.
Is an otter?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love those animals.
Okay. Now your west card, which is your third card. Again, I'm running my hand over. Tell me when to stop.
I'm sorry, that it's breaking up some.
Yeah, we won't have time to read them, but we'll have time to pull them, and then you two can...
Yep. That's fine.
Exchange conversation off the air.
Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead. My hand.
I'm sorry, Medicine Walker, are you talking to me, hon?
Yes. Go ahead. I got my hand going over. Tell me when to stop.
Okay. Stop.
Okay, your west card is porcupine. Okay, now you pull your north card. Tell me when to stop.
Stop.
Hawk, upside down, contrary. Okay, one more card, which is your center. Tell me when to stop.
Stop.
And that's possum. That's an interesting spread.
Quite diverse, aren't they?
Yeah. It's kind of an interesting spread. Well, we all know what rabbit is.
Okay, we've got 3 minutes. Is there anything that you two would like to share? Because I can get you two hooked up after we're on the air.
That's fine. Thank you so much. I enjoyed meeting you and discussing with you, and I look forward to a long future of discussing more wonderful things.
Thank you, and you, Medicine Walker. This is truly a pleasure, and I'm very honored. And thank you, everyone, for welcoming me back on the show. I wish you well. Wish you the great strength of spirit. Be courageous and know that we are all here to help each other, and we will do whatever we can to ensure that our well-being and that we do reach our goals and our life is given purpose.
And I'd like to kick off an energy ball, and I would like to put into the energy ball trust and honor and humility, and I would like to honor that with passing the energy ball to Plain Walker
And have you placed things into the energy ball and then pass it on to Medicine Walker? And Medicine Walker, you pass it to Gifted Within, and I'll read to you what Gifted Within places in the energy ball. Then we'll kick it off to the universe.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful.
What would you like to place in it, Plain Walker?
I would like to start off with putting a color into it, lavender. I would like to have the representation of the beauty and the resilience of flowers, the strength and the courage of the eagles and the bear, the prosperity that life has to offer. And the ring of friendship and the anointing of I had. May it bless you and your loved one. I pass it on to you, Medicine Walker.
I place in it a strong spirit for everybody to share. I place in it my heart to be able to help anybody that needs help. I place in it animal wisdom so that people can connect to Mother Earth. And I send it back to you going within.
And I'm waiting on what Gifted Within is going to type in to put in it. And she is going to put in abundance, wisdom, truth, and compassion. And with that, we just bless it of all the truth and all the knowing of God, the creations, the Creator, white light she places in it, and that just speaks for it all. With that, we are off the air. Many blessings to all. Remember, listen with your heart, not your mind. Your mind is made of people, places, and things along the way. This is the Bright Lights Pathfinder Show, Kathy Cook, and thank you for listening in to all the active listeners. And remember, the archives are always well ready and there for you all. BBSRadio.com. Thank you. Bye-bye. Love you.